And what is it, Thursday? What, Tuesday? It's Tuesday, isn't
Tuesday
it?
is that the least favorite day of yours, Thomas?
It's the least favorite day of the week for me. It's Tuesday. Time for another Tom and Shane video. And, well, we're going to have some fun today, Shane, because we're going to talk about the Canadian truckers, which you know about, and social media censorship. So we can't, boy, that's...
Hard not to pick that one.
Yeah, I know. That is a topic that we want to let you in on. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we have another podcast. And like us, leave a comment below, because Facebook likes that kind of stuff, and you'll enjoy it yourself. So, have you ever been in Facebook jail, Shane?
No, actually, I've managed to stay. I have a get out of free card because I'm a Canadian. You know, not
well,
my monkey,
true.
Not my circus. But yeah. Nope, never have. But not, I can't believe how many people I know that have.
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate. I haven't been in jail either. So, but there's no question that the social media platform has rampant censorship. You almost can't say anything, Shane. About any topic that they don't put some kind of disclaimer in there that, you know, this may not be accurate or this may not be whatever it is. And of course we've had Whoopi, you know, got a 2-week vacation from The View for her viewpoints on the Holocaust. But we don't want anybody censored. We don't want anybody off the air. And I think since you and I are on the air, we're a little more sensitive to freedom of speech than maybe the actual, or the normal observer would be. I don't know.
I find it remarkable because we've been doing this for quite a while, and we have intentionally tried to create a wordsmith, you know, comment mm-hmm. that we would think would go viral. So. Never gotten any feedback, you know, from the censors about it. Yeah. I think that the problem that it is it's not just, you know, First Amendment right in America. I think what it is inconsistent. You know, the things they allow on Facebook and then decide they don't, people mm-hmm. look at and they just go, you know, that doesn't make sense. I mean, you have to be consistent with your guidelines you know, it's with the same thing with all the other platforms that we deal with every day. They put out these stupid, you know, statements if something goes viral because they dump someone or cancel them or, as you said, put them in jail. And it's contradictory to, you know, what they have done in the past. So people look at it and go, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It's clearly biased.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly true. And, you know, as I said, I think... you know, things that might offend someone else and might offend us as well, but we're a little more, you know, a knee-jerk reaction is to, oh, I want that person off the air. You know, we don't want anybody off the air, but we, you know, what we want you to do is change the channel or tune to a different station.
Make a choice. Yeah,
that's what we want to do.
And with the excessive amount of bigotry out there, again, people that are opposed to another person's point of view are intolerant of it, which means a lack of tolerance. You know, it's a word that's tossed around, and I don't think that people use it even know what the definition is.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, you guys in Canada, where you are, use the wrong pronoun, you're going to jail.
That can happen. Yeah, they pass guidelines for proper speech and adjectives and verbs and all those kind of great things that we learned about in English. But again, they're not consistent about that either.
Yeah. No, it doesn't seem to be.
No.
Well, Joe Rogan also, he's on Spotify and was on YouTube, had a tremendous following on YouTube, several million followers, and got a multi-million dollar contract to go over to Spotify. And got into problem for things his guests were saying. He had medical experts on that were talking about COVID, and a lot of people said, well, that's not right, you know, whether, you know, if you can't believe a medical expert. And also, he's recently got in trouble for use of the N-word. So, you know, I don't know where that's going.
Well, that's classic adoration. I mean, you know, it's a compilation of things in that reference. And all he was doing is talking about the word and its usage and admitted during those interviews that he did with that, you know, it's a terrible word. It's a slang word. I mean, you know, only people that don't know English or aren't very well educated use slang words. And it's one of these things, you know, you get paid $100 million. And you're one of 30,000 podcasts that generate over 70% of the revenue for our site. I don't think you're going to have them do anything but support you and let you keep going, because 11.5 million viewers every day for a 3 to 5 hour podcast, that's kicking butt, pal.
I was going to say, I never have watched this podcast. Whenever I've gone over to look at it, they're like hours long. And I just, you know, I'm not going to sit there and watch an hour interview with somebody, even myself.
Yeah.
I would watch that. I mean, that'd be pretty boring to me. And, you know, if you can't cover it in, you know, half an hour, there's something wrong, I think, or unless you got 10 guests on or something. So I don't know.
Yeah. My problem is, you know, trying to look good on the screen. You know, I'd start sweating under all these studio lights.
I know. Yeah. Me too. That's where we go. All right. Well, the other thing, we got this trucker thing going on up here, and the trucker organizer was shut down on Facebook.
You know, of course he was.
And of course we've got the GoFundMe fund, $10 million that GoFundMe's decided, hey, you're not going to get the money. And then they decided they'd walk it back, and then they walk that back, and we don't know where the money is right now. It's in some kind of limbo, I think so.
Yeah, it's going to be famous now for Go F You instead of GoFundMe.
Yeah.
You know, look, the bottom line is the truckers are not opposed to vaccination. 82% are. They're in the trucks alone. They drive long hours. They supply 60% of the carports in the U.S., largest open border in the U.S. You know, the prime minister is panicking. Bad policy, bad politics, state of emergency. The RCMP is trying to take away their diesel fuel, because they're living in their trucks. That's, you know, the trucks are their homes. And mm-hmm. all of these things combined create a real bad dilemma for a left of center prime minister who relies on these people, these working people, that he's basically, you know, slapping them in the face and, you know, telling them what to do. And quite honestly, these are the wrong people to be telling what to do. I mean, I don't know how many truckers you know, but the one thing you don't do is tell a trucker what to do. It doesn't work, Thomas.
I would say so. Right. Let's see. I heard Canadian police are seizing fuel from drivers and protesters. Yeah, 7 people have been arrested giving fuel to drivers, maybe more than that. I don't know. Bruce says, my theory is to let everyone speak. We'll decide who the fools are. Most people look foolish when they open their mouths and remove all doubt. So,
great quote.
That's certainly one. And Shane's makeup runs when he sweats.
That's right. So, it does.
Yeah, can't have that happening. And
it makes me look like I'm tearing.
You're right. Yeah, tearing up. So, 7 people were arrested bringing fuel to the truckers, and they've only had 3 arrests, Shane. A lot of people thought maybe some bad people would infiltrate this movement and cause problems and, you know, do a lot of violence and whatever. But they had one person arrested for having a weapon, another one for some kind of undefined mischief, and another one made a social media threat. So I don't think it's Seattle or Portland, or Ferguson all over again. No fires, no looting, no burning, no trashing. Yeah,
it's a freedom carnival. You know, they have baby or children's jump houses for the kids to play in, and it's cold there. I mean, it's below zero in Ottawa. Ottawa is the coldest capital in the world, it's fabulous. Food trucks and people gathering and talking amongst themselves, and instead of embracing this and supporting it and going out and talking with them, which would be a huge political benefit to the guy, he's insulting them, calling them out, and so I don't know who's advising him. I think he hired Pamela's advisors that quit.
Well, they must have. I don't know, but yeah, yeah, he's hiding somewhere. Does anybody know where he is? Is he somewhere?
No, but yesterday he, I believe, did a Zoom call to our parliament. The reason is our parliament shut down on the Hill because they're redecorating the parliamentary room, and it's until 2032 at $1.2 billion. So if they seat, they seat in the Senate room, which is crowded, so they all have to sit the next together.
Yeah,
or you know, side by each, as the Quebecers would say.
Well, I don't know. Well, anyway, getting back to the GoFundMe thing, Ted Cruz, he's asked the Federal Trade Commission to begin investigating crowdfunding the platform GoFundMe for deceptive practices. You know, they're taking money and they claim what they're going to do is they've got a form. If you want your money back, you know, you got to fill out some kind of form to get your donation back.
Of course they do.
Or they're going to give it to charities of their choice. And was that going to be BLM? Excuse me.
I don't know who it would be, but, you know, again, this is an example that people know because of buying online, Amazon, other sites and everything. Mm-hmm. You have to give them your credit card. It has to be cleared. You know, they can't use it without your permission. So, you know, this site has everybody's credit card they use to pay. They don't need a form. They just send it back to their credit card. So once again, fool's play on the part of the site. And, it's going to ruin it because now it's lost its credibility. By the way, I don't know what the name of the site is, but they have set up a site on a Bitcoin site to start raising Bitcoin for these truckers and to help them out. Which is a great thing. Oh, by the way, the Alberta Montana border is shut too. You know, the RCMP trying to open it up.
Yeah, so it's definitely an issue up there. Hey, if you're just joining us, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment. Facebook and YouTube and everybody they put weight on that. We would appreciate very much if you would do that. And we're brought to you, of course, by StreamYard. It's easy to use. We use it. I can use it. It's, that alone should tell you how easy it is. And if you want to support the show monetarily, there are some benefits to doing that. And there's a link in the description below to get that done. So we hope that you will take a look at that as well if you're on Facebook. And, censorship. I don't know, Shane, this is pretty amazing that, Biden has said, I'm only going to select a black woman for the Supreme Court. I mean, if that isn't a censorship of some kind, can you imagine if Trump had said, I'm only going to select white men for the Supreme Court? Well, the press would go nuts, but Biden does this, and what a wonderful human being he must be. Oh my God.
Well, yeah, and then he wakes up this morning to find that five Democratic governors are, you know, removing their mask requirements. I mean, so he just can't wake up any day or go to bed at night after his cookies and milk without having a real issue that he's managed to make a mess of. That's every day. It's every day, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So how long are these truckers going to occupy Ottawa? It seems like more and more coming all the time rather than it dissipating. Do they have events planned or what's?
Oh absolutely. And as I said, they're not against being vaccinated. What they're against is the policy that forces them. And so until the government meets with them, talks to them and explains the necessity of that, they're not going to. And the bad thing about Justin Trudeau's government is this is a failed policy, because if they're around in another 30, 60 days and the whole thing is bust, I mean, the whole COVID and, you know, this whole thing about masks and vaccines is bust, which basically it is now. We found out too much already.
Yeah, there you go. So, Bob says, I wish our local leftist media would cover what's going on in Coates, I guess.
Coots.
Okay. I barely heard about the sport in Sweetgrass a couple of weeks ago, so don't know. So, and well, I don't know. I'm fearful, Shane, of this censorship that seems to be that people are accepting it. And
I'm not so sure about, you know, you mentioned about choice and people can change the channel, turn off. Yeah. Boy, NBC, $6 billion for the Olympics, and the ratings are none, zip. No one's watching it. And not now they're paying once again it, where it hurts. And they should, with what they've done, what they've said, failed to do. They're going to come out there's a big loser, and already paid for the next Olympics, which hopefully by then the policy will, you know, these policies will have changed. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see where that's going. So.
Yeah, worst Olympic viewing of the Winter Olympics ever. Worst Olympic viewing. Very, very sad. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Bruce is asking, how's the writing going, Tom? Well, I'm writing at medium.com, 2,865 views so far, 1,386 reads of my stories, and 132 fans so far in a month.
That's pretty hot.
That's where I am. So, yeah. Yeah, head over to medium.com, and you can check out some of my articles and thoughts over there, including censorship and other things. So yeah,
well done, Eagle Man. Very good.
Yeah thanks. Yeah, and our radio show, we just passed 7,900 Shane downloads of our shows on radio.
Excellent. Of course,
if you read the crawl below, we're on radio every Saturday 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. just click listen now, no identification needed, nothing to sign up for. All you do is go over there. No emails will come to you. You know, Shane may show up at your store or your business or whatever, you know, asking for you or, you know, or wanting some candy or something. I don't know.
Anything I can do to help, Tom.
That's right.
That's my philosophy.
He is helpful. That's absolutely right. So, all right. Well, I think we've covered censorship this morning pretty well. So, what do you think, Shane? Any final thoughts on censorship?
Well, I think we're coming into a whole issue now in the next quarter. There's so many economic issues that at play that are colliding. When you have these social issues that are now, you know, clearly available on the 21st century web, so many things are going to come about now here in the next couple of weeks to 3 months. It's just going to be an interesting time to watch. But the great thing about this is you've created a platform for us to anticipate and explain to people why and where we think things are going. And as we've spoken today, you know, this thing is bust. You know, it's been a money train for 2.5 years. The Democratic Party's used it in your country and the Liberal Party in mine and other countries, other governments to try and maintain control. And all it's done is exposed education, politics, science, medicine, the media. You know, people involved in watching all this every day because they have a keen sense of wanting to learn to make common sense decisions are going, this is really messed up. I've got to really think about who I vote for and how I vote in the future. So going to be a great year. Going to love being here with you, Thomas.
All right. Same here. Hey, I can't wait till... Well, our next podcast will be Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, so we hope that you'll tune in for that. And also, don't forget, we are on radio every Saturday from 8 to 11 Mountain Time, and we hope that you'll go over there to KMMSAM.com, and you don't have to sign up. You don't have no credit card needed, no email, no nothing. You just go over there and click listen now. You can call us. You can text us. It is a fun show, so we hope that you will join us there. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks for watching, and we will see you on the next video.